Friend, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm Stephanie Clarice, a wife and mom with a heart for encouraging other Christian mamas. Join me each week as we meditate on God's Word, learn to love our vocation of motherhood even more, and grow in our faith life. It is truly a joy to have you here and be on this journey with you. Let's begin our 500 Seconds to Joy. Well, hello there. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie, and we are doing a mama devotional today. I pray it blesses your sweet mama heart. And oops, there go my notes. I want to talk about your heart and my heart, the state of our hearts. How is your heart? How is it going? We're going to meditate on this today. There are so many verses in the Bible about our heart. And so that leads me to believe it's very important, right? And our Bible verse of this week is actually a number of verses. And I invite you to get out your Bible, if you can, and go to Mark chapter 7. I'm going there right now. I forgot to go there until now. Mark chapter 7. Verses 14 to 23. So these are, a number of verses. It's not just one verse for the week, but I feel like this is a really important story in the Bible where Jesus is asking people to examine their heart, basically their interior life, and really pointing out that that's what matters, not this outside facade that we might put up, but our heart. And so let's go there. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. We'll start at verse 14 and end at verse 23. Okay, this is talking about Jesus. And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a man which by going into him can defile him, but the things which come out of a man are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and so passes on? Thus he declared all foods clean." And he said, "What comes out of a man is what defiles a man. For within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a man." Whew, convicting, right? So I just want to challenge you today to look inside your heart and see what's there. There's going to be some good and there's going to be not so good, right? We all have good and not so good in there. And it's not a time to shame. It's a time to invite Jesus in. Ask him to purify your heart. Ask him to shape your heart, mold it into a heart like his, like Jesus, like his perfect and sacred heart. So let's get into a space of meditation. It doesn't mean you have to not be doing something, but it just means that in your heart, inside, you are meeting with Jesus. You can be busy on the outside, but inside your heart, you're going to be meeting with Jesus. So let's take a few deep breaths and relax ourselves. Listen to some peaceful music and get ready to meditate on how our heart is doing. How is your heart? The Bible talks a lot about our heart. We're going to take some time to meditate on that today. Jesus tells the people in Mark chapter 7, verses 14 to 23. "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a man which by going into him can defile him, but the things which come out of a man are what defile him. A few verses on, he says, what comes out of a man is what defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a man. Hard words to take in, I know, for me too. I know I struggle with envy and pride. Sure, more of that. Probably foolishness too. But God doesn't want us to stay there. He doesn't want us to just accept that our heart has some ugly parts in it. Because each of our hearts does, if we're honest. But He wants us to go to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take out of your flesh the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. This is God speaking to you and to me. I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to read verse 27 too. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take out of your flesh the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. Doesn't that give you so much hope? God, He will change our hearts. Let's just soak that in for a moment. God will change our heart and put His Spirit within us. In Psalm 51, verse 10, King David cries out to God, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." We know King David committed adultery and murder, and I'm sure more evils we can think of, but specifically adultery and murder. And yet, he recognized the need for God to change his heart, and God did. God will do the same for us, no matter what it is. Envy over someone else's house or clothes or car. Create in me a clean heart, O God. That's Psalm 51, verse 10. Let that be our anthem as well. Psalm 37, 4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." What are those pure desires of your heart? Is it to be close to the Lord? I bet it is. That's why you're here. That's why you're here, sweet friend. So let's take delight in Him today. And then we can have the peace of God guard our hearts and minds. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, St. Paul tells the people in Philippi, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Another translation says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So if we stay close to God, He will guard our heart and our mind. He will change our heart. He will purify it. He will create in you, in me, a clean heart. And when we take delight in Him, when we spend time with Him, meditate on His word, spend time with him in prayer, he will give us the desires of our heart, and he will purify those desires. Let us rejoice in that today. So how is your heart now, sweet friend? Is it united to the Lord? I pray it is. Let's seek to unite our heart, each of our hearts, to God, our Savior, each and every day. Okay, thank you for spending time with me. That devotion was a little longer than usual, but I couldn't help it because I'm so passionate about talking about our heart and what's going on interiorly. And so I just invite you to think about that this week and ask God to purify your heart and just draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you and your family. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast. Thanks for listening to Mom's podcast.
Thanks for listening today, friend. I'm so grateful to have you here as part of the 500 Seconds to Joy community. And if you love what you heard here, please share it with a friend. Let's build up the body of Christ and spread joy and love to more Christian families just like you. Until next time, I am so grateful to have you here, and I am praying for you and your family. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye for now.